Well, to you now, Stephen Vladeck, if that's what the federal law prohibits, if it's just, or if the standard is extreme negligence, why wasn't that enough?
Well, I think the problem is that Shannon is leaving out the rest of that same statute, which doesn't just say it's a crime for an official like Secretary Clinton in the handling of classified information. It's actually much more specific. That gross negligence must somehow lead to the loss of classified information, basically the same thing as if a courier left a briefcase full of classified documents in a public place. That's not what happened here. And so we may very well think that what Hillary did should be illegal. The problem is that the law we're talking about, Judy, is 99 years old and was not written to address this situation.
But your point is that what happened here did not result in the loss of classified information.
Well, at the very least, we didn't hear anything to that effect from Director Comey. And I like to think that if the FBI had discovered that Secretary Clinton's servers had been hacked, that through her, in Director Comey's words, extreme carelessness, some classified information had fallen into the wrong hands, I have to think we would have heard about that. Short of that, we may still think that what Hillary Clinton did was careless. We may still think it was pretty darn stupid. But the actual federal statute requires that the gross negligence lead to the loss of information. There's no claim here. There's no proof here that that's what happened.
And that's simply not correct. The law actually only requires removal of the document from its proper place of custody.
That's so, not true. You're conflating two different statutes.
I'm looking at a statute right here, Professor Vladeck. The statute actually says, through gross negligence, permitting a document to be removed from its proper place of custody were delivered to anyone in violation of the trust or law.
So what information was
Let me just let him finish that point, and then I'll come back to you.
So losing a document certainly can be a basis for a violation, but there are other things that can happen. And simply removing this is 793F of the Espionage Act.
Okay, and we're not going to be able to get into all the, because we can't follow that while we're here.